FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's December 5th, 2017. So, fortunately, all three of my kids out of the house and all been through college, and it was a very costly endeavor, as you might imagine, especially if your kids want to go to, you know, higher-priced colleges. We could talk about the value of that another time, but assume that your kids are going to go. You got to start saving, and there's a lot of ways to save out there. Oh, before I get started, join the show, participate. We love to hear your feedback. KL@KerryLutz.com is the email address, and the Twitter feed, which has really been heating up a lot lately, I don't quite understand it, is @KerryLutz. So anyway, with that out of the way, college savings, you know, you have your young kids and maybe not so young. No matter what, it's always a good time to start saving. The sooner, the better. And came across a really interesting site that I think you should know about. And hey, it's going to be worth your while to listen, because we'll have a special offer if you sign up at the site. And the name of the site is collegebacker.com. And Abby Chow is a person who runs it. And Abby is with us now. Abby, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kerry. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited to chat about College Backer today.
Hey, so college savings, I mean, it's like you have to save like an astronomical amount almost to put your kid through college, even a state college. So there's got to be a better way to do this. And from what you're telling me, you found that better way.
Yeah, so I know that this is something that, you know, most parents out there are really stressed about. The cost of college is set to double again in the next 10 years, according to, you know, current predictions. And as parents, and especially the new parents, we're freaking out about, you know, how we're going to pay for college tuition 10, 20 years from now. And with the cost of college increasing at around 6% every year, that can be pretty daunting. But luckily, there is a way to save out there, a financial tool called a 529 college savings plan that is actually designed to help you with that. And it's shocking, but around 70% of parents don't even know what it is. So today would love to share a little bit of information about 529s and how College Backer can help you find the right one and help you get more dollars in there with gifts from family and friends.
All right. So I'm familiar with it, but a lot of you probably aren't. And what is a 529 plan exactly, Abby?
Yeah. So you can basically think of a 529 as like a Roth IRA, but for college. So it's a tax-advantaged investment account that's designed to grow over time and, you know, help you with your college savings. So you put in post-tax money, the gains are completely tax-free, and the withdrawals are completely tax-free as long as you use them for higher education. And they are also a lot more flexible than a lot of people might anticipate at the outset. So you can use it for a lot of different kinds of higher education. So it's in-state, out-of-state, public and private. It also includes some trade schools, community college, graduate school. So it's actually anything that qualifies for federal financial student aid. So there's a lot of flexibility built in there. And it's also a lot more than just tuition. So of course, you can spend that money on tuition, but you can also spend that money on room and board, books, computers. So again, you know, the 529s can be used for a lot of different higher education related expenses.
Right. And there's some changes coming to the 529 program if the tax bill makes it through.
That's right. So if the tax bill does make it through, they are proposing an expansion of those 529 expense categories that I mentioned. So the main change is that you would be able to actually use your 529 funds on K-12 education. And so that means for folks who might be sending their kids to, for example, private school for middle school or high school, right now you cannot use 529 funds on that. But with the tax bill, you would be allowed to use your 529 529 funds on those broader categories.
All right. And Abby, what's the maximum you can contribute to your 529 yearly?
So the main constraint is actually the gift tax, which means you can put in $14,000 every year, or you can also do what's called superfunding the account, which would be putting 5 years of contributions into the account at once, and that would be about $70,000.
So really, you can save up a significant amount of funds for your child's education, and then of course, grandparents, they can contribute to this, and other relatives?
Yes. This is one of the big advantages of 529s in general, and specifically College Backer as well. So, you know, oftentimes we'll hear about the grandparents who want to contribute to the college fund at birth, or friends and family might want to contribute to the college fund at Christmas or other holidays or birthdays. And so 529s do allow contributions from other people. Oftentimes it can be a bit inconvenient, because you might need to mail in a paper check or deal with a gift code or something like that to make sure the funds get to the right place. With College Backer, we will provide you with a personal link. So it would be, you know, collegebacker.com/Abby, or rather your child's name. And then you can make contributions, or your friends and family can make contributions directly into your child's college fund, even with a credit card or debit card. So it's really convenient, you know, just as easy as buying a toy on Amazon, just as you can make a contribution to someone's college fund ahead of the birthday instead.
That's pretty cool. So you get rid of the middleman, the parent, and you just you just go directly there. Hey, so how long have you been doing this?
So we've been around for a couple of years now, initially focused just on getting all of our I's dotted and T's crossed, so to speak, to become an SEC registered investment advisor, get all of the right protocols in place, and build the relationships with the 529 plans on the back end. So just so you know, when you invest with College Backer, we essentially make a recommendation for a 529 plan, and then we help you with the sign up. So your money actually goes into the 529 plan directly. We don't hold it for you. So for a lot of folks, that is reassuring to know. And, you know, all of that stuff takes a little bit of time to set up. But now, you know, we're fully functioning and excited to help families across America save.
Hey, well, that is pretty cool. So let me ask you, obviously, you got to make money somewhere. How do you get paid?
Yeah, so we actually have a pretty innovative business model, if I do say so myself. So, you know, typically most financial advisors out there will charge an asset under management fee, which is a percentage of the total amount that you're saving. In contrast, we actually charge an optional monthly subscription fee, where you can choose anything from $0 to $10 a month as a parent. And the reason that we did that was we wanted to make sure that we can help every family out there save. And we also realized that with many financial advisors that have that AUM fee, ultimately they become incentivized to go after only really wealthy clients who aren't going to notice if, you know, 1% of their asset is actually a huge sum of money. In contrast, we wanted to make sure we're affordable to everyone. So you can get started with College Backer with $0 to $10 a month, see how the service works for you. You can change that fee at any time. You can pause it at any time. So we just want to make it really easy for families to save. On top of that, you know, once folks send a gift into your college fund, they can also choose to add a voluntary fee on top of that would go to College Backer.
Nice. So there's, I don't know how many 529 programs out there. I guess there's 50 of them, but maybe some of the possessions, Commonwealth, Puerto Rico have their own. Which ones you think are the best, or do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, so there are actually more than 50 plans, because each state has their own plan. And then there's also a whole set of financial advisor sold plans. So all in, you know, lots of different options out there. And when it comes to choosing a 529 plan, there are a few different considerations. The first is specifically what state you live in. So some states provide a tax deduction or tax credit for choosing the in-state plan if you're a state resident. So if you live in one of those states like Illinois, for example, which is my home state, then it would pay to take a look at the Illinois plan. If you don't live in one of those states, so currently I'm in California and there's no tax deduction for the in-state plan, or if you live in a state that has no income tax, for example, like Texas, then you can go out and choose whatever 529 plan you think makes the most sense for you. So then, you know, with probably 100 different options, you want to be looking for something that has low fees, that has stable management, that has portfolio options that make sense for you. And so, you know, when you come to College Backer, we'll do a bunch of that analysis for you and help you find a great plan. But a couple that jump to mind are, you know, the Utah Educational Savings Plan is a great one that has been very well rated by Morningstar for the past decade or more. I believe Virginia has a strong plan as well. Illinois, I've already mentioned, especially for Illinois state residents. So there are a few different options out there, and it makes sense to do a little bit of your own individual research as well.
Right. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. So, and can't emphasize the need to start saving as soon as you can. The concept of getting a full scholarship, if you're fortunate, if your child excels in sports or some academic pursuit, probably is going to be limited. It's certainly not something you can count upon, but obviously, it's just something that just makes the whole process that much easier. And you've got a special offer for FSN listeners, Abby, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, would love to help all the FSN listeners start saving today if you haven't already. So if you head over to collegebacker.com/FSN, we'll go ahead and we'll offer you a $25 match for your first contribution. So if you go to collegebacker.com/FSN, sign up there, we'll give you a recommendation for the 529 plan and portfolio. Once you fund your account with $25 or more, we'll match that first $25 and, you know, be the first members of your College Backer team. So hopefully you can go into the holiday season with your own College Backer link that you can share with friends and family and raise even more money over the Christmas holiday.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure you've got calculators, financial planning calculators in there, how much money you'll need and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's really one stop, figure it out. And then the plan is right there for you. You just have to execute. Anyway, the site is collegebacker.com. You'll definitely want to go there. If you have children, grandchildren, relatives, friends who you want to help save for college, if you think it's worth it, and for many, it certainly is. Abby, just tell us again where we find you and any connections to be made on the web.
Yeah, please visit us at collegebacker.com/FSN. We're also on Facebook and Twitter as College Backer. So please give us a shout.
All right. Hey, and any questions, comments on this interview, any others? Email is kl@carrielutz.com. The Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Abby, good luck on this. You're definitely performing a valuable service that very many people can profit from. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.